Good morning. Hello, everybody down the row. I am Pastor Angela. I can't see all of you. Welcome, welcome. I brought my best friend with me today. I don't know if you've noticed, but I brought Molly in case you haven't met Molly before. This is Molly. Hi, sweetie. She's putting on a show for you. She is 8 years old, soon to be nine. How, are any of the rest of you 8 years old?
I'm eight.
You're eight, about to be nine. You're eight? Awesome. You're nine, about to be 10, so you're roughly around the same age as Molly. Molly, about, I guess it was 4 years ago now, had a really bad injury. And she ended up tearing her knee. So the ligaments that hold your knee together, we humans have them too. She tore them. She used to love going in the woods, and she'd run and run and run and run and run. And she tore the ligaments in her knee, and she couldn't walk anymore. And so I had to make a really difficult decision, and the decision I made was for Molly to have surgery. And she had, I need you to wait, she had a knee replacement. She had a brand new knee put in. Yes, she can smell, I have a T-R-E-A-T in my pocket. And she has now a bionic knee, I call it, a metal knee. Isn't that amazing that we can put a brand new knee in a, it's her hind left knee. We humans have that sometimes too, if our knees or our hips wear out. I don't know of any hand replacements. Really? Amazing.
My uncle's has had a replacement hand because his hand, he got frostbite.
Okay.
Yeah, he cut it off and he had to get it.
So amazing things happen, don't they? Amazing things happen. Well, I brought Molly in to introduce her to you, but also to highlight the fact that impossible things that we think never could happen. I never thought Molly was going to be able to walk again, and she could. And that was amazing. We did all kinds of therapy to help her heal, but in the midst of her healing, she also contracted a really horrible illness. She got really sick from all the medicine she was on. Was horrible, and she ended up having this thing called an autoimmune disease where the inside of your body kind of attacks itself, and it didn't handle itself very well. And so I thought, again, I was going to lose her. And then she came through that, too, with a lot of really great doctors and a lot of help. Today, our gospel is Jesus talking with a man named Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, before the text that we heard from today, is saying things to Jesus like, that's not possible. How are we going to have eternal life? How is it that you say we're going to die and rise again? I don't understand that. Well, my friends, I'm so excited to remind us all that we have a God who loves us so very much. Hi. That he did the impossible. Our God did the impossible and rose Jesus from the dead so that we will always know how much we're loved. And sometimes in our life, we'll have reminders of how wonderful God is and how the impossible becomes actually possible. Molly, she doesn't work as much anymore now that she's getting older, but sometimes she comes with me to schools and to oftentimes nursing homes and other places where we go and visit people and bring them a smile and help them to get through their day. Sometimes that's all we need is a bit of a laughter or a pet of a very good friend like a dog or a cat to help us be reminded about how much we are loved. I'm so glad you're here today so I can share Molly with you and share that message that you are loved with a God who does impossible, wonderful things. Thanks for joining me. Will you pray with me before you head back to your seats? Lord God, we give you thanks that you have truly blessed us with your gifts of love and mercy. Help us always to know how amazing it is that you work in our lives in ways that we think seem impossible, but you do greater and more wonderful things than we can even imagine. Thank you for the blessing of good friends and for the blessing of one another to help us remember how it is that we are loved by you. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said, Amen. You may head back to your seats, but if you guys want to say hi to Molly, you're welcome to.